You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we're here with Gil Deser. We're talking about the Miami condo market. Welcome back, Gil.
Thank you.
All right, now, Gil, we read I read an ad for Warren Henry, and it talks about how they consistently give the best price, the best service. Always Warren Henry. They're dependable. And we were talking about why people buy the Deser brand. And it seems to me they buy for the same kind of reasons.
It's definitely there. You know, you're taking a leap of faith when you're buying a condo pre-construction, putting a deposit down, and then hopefully that the unit's going to come out or the building's going to come out the same way that you were promised and you saw in the renderings and everything else. And that's really what we've been kind of known for. I mean, we undersell and overdeliver, and that's been our secret to our success.
Yeah, I know. I love watching the photos of Carlos and Eric Forden flying over I guess it was Italy, in somebody's jet. Whose jet was that?
Yours truly.
Yeah, I figured. I was just fishing for that. I was just fishing. We got to go on that jet sometime and really have a good time. So, Gil, let's talk about the overall condo market in general. I've been talking to my friends at other developers. While the press says that things are slowing down, the people I talk to are beating their budget week to week. What do you see?
Overall, you know, you can't really listen to what the press says because they talk about the market in a global scope. I mean, where we are specifically in the pre-construction game, you know, you also read what other people write, that the average condo price in Miami is $165,000 or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. We all know that that's not the market that we're in. I mean, when my average price of units is $4 and $5 million. So it's when you speak of the market as a whole, yeah, I'm sure that that's going on. But then specifically in the upper end where we are and the clients we deal with, we're not seeing anything. Slow down.
And you're pretty much close to being sold out in all your projects that are out of the ground anyway right now, right?
That's right. That's where we are.
Well, sounds like you're your banker's best friend.
That's why they call me all the time.
Now, Gil, you've got some land over there in Sunny Isles. It's on the dry side. Not. Let me rephrase that. It's on the west side of Sunny Isles, but it's really not on the dry side. What are you thinking about doing up there?
That the piece you're talking about is the Thunderbird, where we own the Thunderbird Hotel on the ocean and the 7 acres on the west side. It's a very interesting piece of land because it's the only piece of land in Miami-Dade County that stretches from the ocean to the intracoastal. But what we're going to do there, we still haven't figured it out right now. Right now, we're running the hotel. The hotel is doing well. It's making money. And, you know, we actually need that empty piece of land on the west side because we're using it for staging for the Porsche Design Tower, as well as parking and construction parking and that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, that kind of gets into some of the business of being the super luxe condo king. You have to do staging. You have to plan your projects. You have to plan your capital. It sounds to me like you have to plan pretty far in advance. So is your plan to continue to co-branding?
We are, yes, of course. I mean, the branding has worked for us tremendously. We get instant gratification.
Instant gratification when you open up the door to your condo.
That's right. And really instant recognition from the market and from buyers in the market and the brokerage community and everything. So for us, it's been working out very, very well. We are talking to a few other brands that we cannot obviously mention at this point. If you remember, I was here on the show a year ago, and yeah. I couldn't tell you about Armani, and here we are today with the Armani Casa. So, we're working with a few other brands that are going to continue to make the Miami a great city.
Yeah, I have a great story I like to tell about Gil. We were both on the airplane coming back from Los Angeles the 4th of July in the mid-90s. I've known you a long time.
Long time ago, yeah.
And Gil was up there. We walked past Gil. The guy sitting behind him was Pat Riley.
That was back in the day.
Back in the day. And yeah. Pat Riley had just come back. We were all worried we were going to lose Pat to Los Angeles. He came back. I'm walking past him on the plane. He goes, yeah, all we do is extend that guy's contract, and we get us a championship ring, a parade down Biscayne Boulevard. And I turned to Gil and I said, do you know what he's talking about? It was the Shaquille O'Neal deal. So Gil, it was great. You know, I had my wife there. She wouldn't take her bracelets off. We had to go through the proctological exam at the car there, at the getting on the board there. You know, all the ladies can relate to that. Right. But Gil, let's talk a little bit about your playpen. You know, you do a lot of these car things. You go on the Gumball Rally. What's going on with the Gumball Rally, and what do you got coming up? You know, let's live like a star. How is a star going to be living? What are you going to be doing that's really fun that we're going to be reading about in the next few months?
Ooh, hopefully you're not going to be reading about the real fun stuff.
No, no, that's what my camera's for.
Right. I'm doing the Gumball Rally again, May 23rd this year. It starts in Europe and ends up in, I believe, in Las Vegas. So it should be a pretty good one. We're very excited for that. Ship the car over and everything. And you know, I do all these kinds of events where I mix and mingle with these buyers, with potential buyers of Porsche design units. We have 7 left, so it's not that I need to go, but it's also a fun part of the job, too.
Oh, that's super. You know, we also, one of the first things we did, I wanted to, you know, I'll give you some kudos for this. The first time I ever really met Gil, I had solicited him to be the host for a charity event. And Gil opened up what is now the Trump Hotel and condo for us. We had a beautiful event. Gil, I want to thank you so much for that and for letting me marry my wife and, you know, not trying to get in the way of that, too. I really appreciated that.
Not a problem. Don't worry. As soon as I found out she was with you, I backed off.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Because you can't, you know, back in the day, you were quite the wolf, but hey, it takes one to know one.
There you go.
So we've only got a few minutes left. Gil, what are you seeing in the super lux market? What really sets it apart to me is the little spangles, the little gizmos that people do. You see Turnberry doing this pool on the, I don't know how people are going to go to that pool. It's 1,000, you know, stories up there and stuff.
I feel bad for the guy who lives underneath the pool as soon as the wind blows and his whole balcony gets wet.
Hey now. Well, that's why your guys have individual smaller pools, no?
That's right. I mean, what's happening today in the condo market is the buildings are becoming amenity rich, if you will, and they're doing all kinds of, we're doing as well. We're doing cigar rooms and wine rooms and kids rooms and that kind of stuff within the tower. And that's what the buyers are looking for. And that's really what they're going for. So above and beyond the brand, we have on the Armani project, we use Cesar Pelli, who's a star architect, one of the world's most famous architects. And so we're combining all the different features of what everybody's been trying to put together sporadically and putting it all together in one project.
Now, we've only got a couple of minutes left. D, there we go. We've only got like a minute left. I know that you'd like to tell people how they can get to your shopping center and your other projects, but if they want to bring a client or a customer to see one of your towers or one of your units, how do they do that?
932-1000, 305 area code, or PD Tower. This is pdatower.com is the Porsche Design Tower website, and rbac.com is Residence by Armani Casa website. And you can go ahead and look on that stuff and just come to our sales office. We're open 7 days a week.
Look how fast he was. Yeah. He's always quick.
That's it.
And that's it. We're done, Gil.
Okay.
I want to thank you so much for coming and livening up the show with your gigantic personality. But more than that, all these great tips about what's going on here in the condo market in Miami. Always great to get the condo market from the king of the super lux condos, Gil Desert. Thanks again for being a friend of the show, Gil.
Thank you for having me. I love it.